There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
You're listening to My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. And entertainment, we watch TV. Do you?
Yes, I hope you do. 651-641-1071. Give us a jingle. What you watching? I'm sorry. I just had some sugar, so I'm a little zippy.
Hold on a second. You were detoxing
from
sugar.
Calm down. You don't need to out me on the radio.
What happened?
I had some nuts. My signature nuts. And they have sugar in them.
They're those special nuts that have chocolate and stuff.
Yeah.
And you're jazzy right now.
Well, you're welcome. But it's because of the sugar. And yes, I am trying to cut down on the sugs. But I did watch some TV last night and I wanted to tell you guys about it. But I also thought we could use this as an opportunity to throw open the phone lines.
Yeah.
And talk about TV. And I know, Dawn, you've been watching a lot of stuff. And Mike, I know you're a lover of all things television. 651-641-1071. We're always taking great recommendations to put them on our list of things to watch. But you two sold me on binging the first episode. Can you binge one episode? I did. Of The Last of Us. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
The Last of Us on HBO Max. And this is the show that's based on a video game.
Mm-hmm.
Do we even call them video games anymore?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We call them vids in our house.
Vids. Oh. That's interesting because, you know, it's like technically not a video game. But anyway, I digress. I watched the first episode and I'm in. I'm all in. It took me a while. I got real concerned in the beginning.
You were scared because it was kind of like there's an event going on.
Well, do you want to give, like, without giving away any spoilers, can you just give kind of a thumbnail about what this show's plot is?
Yeah. So it's about a pandemic-like event that happens in the world. And it's like, it changes. It becomes like an apocalypse. So it's like a, yeah, I mean, that's what it is. Like, your world is no longer normal. We have to flee our homes right now. Kind of a sense of urgency.
Yeah.
And so that is the thing that we all, just as people, dread and are
currently experiencing
about. No, but like to the point where we can't live at home, like we have to flee. Like I have a bug out bag.
Yeah.
You know, in case something goes down. Yeah. It's in my car.
Yeah.
You know,
we packed one last year for the, last year, 2 years ago. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people are having that experience now. And so when you watch something like that on the big / small screen, it got a little scary. Well, I shouldn't say scary. So the first episode is kind of, you know, world creating. It's setting the world for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like giving you the thing that leads to the post-apocalyptic world or the post-Armageddon world, right? So you got to Armageddon out of here. Anyway, so it had this.
Nuts talking.
Those are the nuts.
Sugar nuts.
Sugar nuts. So I knew that there was going to be some stress and it was going to be scary. And I also knew that it was kind of zombie-ish.
Yeah.
And I am terrified. One of the scariest movies for me in my life is 28 Days Later.
Oh,
still one of the scariest movies of all time.
Those are fast zombies. That's why.
That's why. Fast zombies. Yeah. Thank you. And there were fast zombies last night. Kind of.
Yes.
As the thing started to happen, it's like you knew something was going to happen. And I started getting that anxiety that I was like, this is kind of reminding me of like the first couple weeks in March of 2022 or 2020, anyone? And obviously things didn't go that south. Like the neighbor lady didn't try to eat me.
Right.
But that's the emotion that I was sitting with.
Right.
And then it goes like super, super fast. Stuff happens. And then you sort of arrive at this new world where the story is going to be told. And once we got to that point, I was like, okay, I'm in because I want to see where this story goes.
Yeah. I was not into the casting at first. Not with the younger
Pedro Pascal.
Girl. Him in particular.
Okay.
Because I was just so attached to the video game image. And he does look like
so he
him.
Doesn't look like the guy?
No, he does, but Pedro Pascal to me is the Mandalorian.
Oh,
and his voice
I see.
Is the Mandalorian. And like every time I heard him at first, I was like, it's the Mandalorian.
Okay.
What? So that's what I was kind of like, not great with. But then by the end, I'm like, he's killing it. Like, he's doing a great job and this is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I think so too. And then the, again, I don't want to spoil it, but there were other people I was like, I like these people and I would like to see where the story goes. Mm-hmm. So if you are interested in post-apocalyptic kind of zombies, but they're mushroom zombies.
Yeah,
that's what they are.
They are.
And I just, I take like a supplement that has like mushrooms in it.
Oh.
And the whole time I kept thinking this is.
You're infecting yourself
infecting
with
myself.
The fungus.
I'm going to end up being like.
A fungus person.
And the way that they eat other people, it's a little uncomfortable. Anyway. Are there things that you guys are watching right now or have watched that you'd like to talk about?
Well, I just zipped through The Bear.
Oh, that's right.
I talked about that on Hulu, and I resisted, but then I'm like, I've got to know it, because it was the MyTalk Awards were coming, and so many people had talked about Jeremy Allen White, who stars in The Bear, and I knew that he was a Halloween costume. Yeah, he won the Golden Globe.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to watch this because nobody has said a bad thing about it. And it's on a service that I have.
Yeah.
And it's only, they're like 30-minute episodes and they're so quick. And I'm like, there are 8 episodes. So that's just like an afternoon, you know?
Did you like the humor? Did you appreciate the humor? Because it's a drama, but it's also so full of humor.
Which is interesting because they are put in the category for the Critics' Choice Awards in comedy.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, what?
It was like musical or comedy.
I think they did that to separate themselves. I think some people do that and because it's up to
competition
them.
Competition is better.
Yes, because it's easier to win in that category for them. But if they were up against the other shows that are the pure dramas, then they would have a tougher time, like Severance and things like that.
Yeah.
So they're like, we'll shove it into this category and win, you know? Because he's also nominated, you know, in... you know, he was nominated in that category also.
Yeah.
As a comedic actor. I'm like, okay.
I'm so glad you liked that show. It did take me like an episode or two to like get it and feel it and be for it. Because there are some times where I'm like, oh, it's just so dark and heavy. But, and these people, some of them do some things. And then there's some moments where you're like, is this real? You know, like there are some things about the show that I grew to love, but it wasn't obvious when I first flipped on The Bear.
Yeah, I loved it, I think, from the beginning. And now I don't have a show when I'm trying to decide what show
What's
I'm going
to
watch, and I'm a Libra. So I need to look at all my options, and it's hard to do. It's like hard to pick.
Well, maybe Mike has a recommendation for you.
Well, I think the one that we're watching and trying to get through and just finishing up, if we talked about this, is The Sopranos. It's the first time I've ever seen it.
Oh, that's
so
right.
We're working through that for the very first time. So again, just enjoying
I'm
every
jealous.
Second of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We started watching Abbott Elementary.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And it's funny. It gives me like Office/Park and Rec vibes.
Mm, yeah.
But the characters are hilarious, and I understand now. Words. I understand now why they're getting so many accolades for this show. But that's also sort of like a funny, like quick. It's not as deep.
It's not
and
a commitment.
Involved.
Oh, here's something that we were gonna watch. We finished all of Rings of Power, but we weren't watching House of Dragon because we didn't have HBO
Rings
yet.
Of Power because I feel weird. I love The Lord of the Rings so much. I don't want it to be bad. Is it good?
I don't know because I haven't started it and we keep putting it off and I just never ever feel like watching an hour long show.
I know.
I only want to do something funny at the end of my day. I don't feel like getting into it. And he's kind of like, are we going to watch this or not? Because I'll watch it without you. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I want to watch it at all. Plus, the behavior of the young ladies who were on stage drunk
at
the Golden Globes,
you were not amused.
I was so mad at how disrespectful that was. Get it together. You're not 12.
All right, Dawn. She's gone after the law.
She's gone after a few episodes, so it's okay. You can get through it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Did you like that?
Did you like it?
I loved it. Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
loved
you
it.
Love.
I'm a huge Lord of the Rings fan, but I have that disease.
We're talking House of the Dragon.
Oh, House of the Dragon.
Yes. Oh, Game
I was
of
talking
Thrones.
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, Rings of Power.
Rings
okay,
of Power.
That drags a bit.
Okay.
But I ended up liking it in the end.
Okay.
You'll like it.
Okay. All right.
But there's a lot of stuff to muddle through.
I'm not watching the dragon one.
Okay, House of Dragon.
I mean, I'm sorry. But I'm glad it's good.
Yeah.
When we come back, we're going to go back to our My Talk Awards, right?
Yeah.
Or did I skip where we are? Yeah, no, that's what we're going to talk about. Speaking of all these televisions and movies, we are going to tell you what we nominated and what you can vote for in the second annual My Talk Awards here on My Talk 107.1. Bradley here for my good friends at Dakota Dental. I was just there this morning, actually, braving the winter weather. And actually, it was pretty easy. Super convenient to the metro to get to Dakota Dental. I was in the dentist chair today to get my regular checkup and cleaning. And it was great. There is nothing more satisfying than walking out of the dentist with clean teeth. It's like, can my teeth just stay that way? I don't want to eat anything ever because I love the way my teeth feel after I go to the dentist. But I also got a checkup with Dr. Bruin. She looked at everything specifically because you guys know I started the dental implant journey on a front tooth that the crown cracked and they couldn't replace it. So the best option was a dental implant. It's a multi-step process. So she made sure that everything was healing well and on its way to the final procedure that'll happen in a couple months. I have been so grateful and so happy with the work from Dakota Dental. Head to DakotaDental.com today. Make your appointment. Tell them Bradley sent you.
It spans the globe.
My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. It is award season, and we have our own My Talk Awards that are going on right now.
Yeah!
Yes, you can vote, and we want you to. In all of the categories that we have nominations, which is all of them.
So it's the My Talk Awards. It's the second annual.
Yes, it's very easy to do. You just go to mytalk1071.com.
Vote frequently.
It's just right on the first page.
Is that allowed?
I think that you can vote once a day, right?
Well, I think you can vote once a computer, can't you?
Oh, well, you know what?
Once a screen. I don't know what the rules are. Go follow the rules. They're on the website.
I just voted and hit refresh, and that's going to let me vote again.
Oh, so. Heck. Okay.
Get after it.
Great.
Please vote this entire segment.
And we honestly, we just want you to vote.
It's a vanity game.
It is. You know, we're just trying to win, but at the same time.
Well, we also have the best picks.
We do have the best picks. Right? You want me to go through some of them?
Well, yeah. So what we're voting for, and again, it's the My Talk annual, second annual My Talk Awards, where we've each nominated our favorites in a particular category.
Each
show. Thank you. And you and I didn't have a very difficult time at all agreeing on our faves.
Yeah.
And we each had like top threes. Because we understand that, like, you know, not everybody can have their first pick.
Right.
So we didn't. What did you say?
Well, I've watched different things than you have. Oh, you just mean between the shows.
Yeah. No, I'm saying between the shows. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but when you and I got together with Mike's help, although I think we forgot to make sure Mike was included.
Oh, Mike.
It's all good.
Oh,
did
man.
You disagree with any of our choices?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I haven't seen would you the let bear, us know, so I would. Well, no, not at all. Okay. I would just play it off like right. It was no big
Thank
deal.
You.
Yep, no problem.
but you and I, when we sat down to do this,
we hurt him. We hurt his feelings.
Yeah, we hurt Mike's feelings. And
he hasn't gotten to talk about Spare in a long time, and he's way past us.
I know.
So we'll need to make a segment tomorrow where Mike talks about Spare.
All right.
Sounds good. I'm in.
So let's go through.
But back to the awards. When you and I sat down, it was not difficult at all for us to agree because I think. You know, some things are super obvious. Even if we haven't seen them, we're like, oh, no, this was the blank of the year.
Yeah.
Or this was the best blank of the year. Yeah.
That's right.
All right. So what do you want to
Let's just go through
with?
The categories. Okay.
Okay.
And I'll just rattle off the categories and then we can go through what our picks were. So the categories are TV streaming show of the year, asshat of the year, actor of the year, movie or television, actress of the year, movie or television, movie of the year. Most Valuable Celebrity, Comeback of the Year, Reality Show of the Year, Viral Internet Moment of the Year, Song of the Year, Musical Artist of the Year, WTF Award, Crush of the Year, Male or Female, Lifetime Achievement, and Breakout Star of the Year.
Yeah, so lots of your obvious categories. A couple that...
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
We were like,
Like what?
Like the WTF award, I was like that, because some of these were competitive-ish.
You're right,
like,
because we had like the same things.
Yeah, but I mean, the categories themselves were competing against each other a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so you had WTF and...
Viral moment, maybe?
Viral moment, right?
Ass
like,
hat.
Yeah. Like, some of those, and also, like, reality show, and I think it was it Lori and Julie who did Johnny Depp and Amber Heard? Which we did, too, but our actual pick was Britney's Instagram.
Yeah.
But like some of those categories kind of overlapped in mm-hmm. that they kind of ended up with very similar things.
Right. But right. So
were there any surprises to you, Dawn, on the list?
Okay. So Dawn and Steve for their TV streaming show of the year is The Dropout.
I don't know what that is. Yeah. What is it? Do you know, Mike?
Yeah. That's the one about the Elizabeth Holmes, the Medicare or the medical technology that she developed that was all like fake. It was from earlier this
fake,
year.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, the Elizabeth Holmes, she did that medical device thing.
Okay, right.
Fleeced a bunch of people.
Yeah.
So when I look through, because when I looked through these, I was like, these are all kind of great nominations. I mean, I do want everybody to vote for our picks because, you know, obviously. However, there are a lot of really good picks. Like, none of these categories are dry. I'm just looking through to make sure that there weren't any like what.
So the Academy consists of the people who organize everything here, which is our promotions department, our social media director, and our boss, B. Arthur.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the Academy. I was shocked that the Academy allowed their. This is a very competitive section. Actor of the year.
Okay.
Okay. We had Jeremy Allen White from The Bear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Clear choice.
Clear choice.
But also up there with one of the most clear choices is Austin Butler for Elvis, and the Academy, they put that as their vote.
Yeah.
But we all had that down.
Oh.
You know, like
so you're
every
saying
show
the Academy was
said
stealing.
Austin Butler. Why do they want to try to win? You know, weird shows that are competing with each
Maybe
other.
They just felt left
Why were
out.
They greedy? And they're like, oh, well, we're going to put that as ours. They don't want to look
well,
bad.
Well, they were the ones also, like, tell me, I mean, this seems a little, aren't they the ones that decided whose nominations got what?
Yes.
But they are also competing?
Yeah, it seems a little insidious.
I don't feel like that's follow, like, I don't know that that would pass, like, an award show ethics board.
Well, how many award shows are ethical?
Should we have an good point? Should we start like the My Talk Awards ethics board?
Oh like, my we could god! Just... yes.
Okay. Do we need to launch an investigation?
Oh my god! Yes. And we.
I don't know. We gotta
have
be
to
careful,
get some British investigators.
We might end up running afoul of it ourselves. Hmm?
And then we'll be hated.
British investigators.
Yes, you know, from the classic British TV show.
Oh sure, yeah, like MI5.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they would do it, or is it MI6? I always get them confused.
I think it's 6.
Okay. What does 5 do?
They make sure there's toilet paper in the bathroom.
And what is MI1 through 4?
MI1 is...
Is MI military intelligence? Is that what it stands for? Okay, all right. Anyway, back to my
Mission Impossible.
Awards. If you have not voted, please do Mission Impossible.
Yeah, when you said MI5, I was like Mission Impossible 5.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's probably what like Tom Cruise would call it. Hashtag.
Yeah.
MI5.
Speaking of Tom Cruise.
He was nominated for Best
Jason
Actor.
Yeah, Jason Alexis have him as Best Actor of the Year.
I mean, he's no Jeremy Allen White.
Clearly.
Hey, when we come back, should we talk about something else?
Yeah.
I would like to. Yeah. Mostly because you have this fascinating story about Julie Chrisley. We're kind of getting to understand why she was moved to a different prison facility. Mm-hmm. We had questions yesterday, and I feel like you've got answers today.
I think I do.
All right. Dawn's got answers when we return right here on My Talk 107.1. My talkers, friendly here. My friends at Hero have been keeping the Twin Cities warm and cozy. Look outside. Stay inside. They've been keeping us warm and cozy for well over 100 years. And this time of year, keeping your house warm is near the top of everyone's priority list. If you don't have heat, it's not good. It also can be an emergency. So here's the thing. If you do have your power, your heat go out, I want you to call my friends at Hero. They can get you back with the heat running smoothly so that you and your family are safe. But if there's something else going on with your heat, like maybe certain rooms are not warm enough or maybe they're too warm, whatever that is, that could be an issue with efficiency. And fixing that issue could save you a bunch of money. Let Hero save you some money. In fact, if you call Hero today, you're going to get $57 off your repair. Working with Hero is so easy and it's convenient and you're going to be blown away like we have been every time they come out to our house in South Minneapolis. Call Hero.com today. Tell them Bradley sent you.
I just voted again.
Good. I'm glad you said it because I was going to. Vote often and regularly.
I left my mic on. I've been terrible about that. The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn.
I almost called you Mike. That's weird.
On My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. It's a Mike Ganger production. He is producing. And thank you so much when you do turn my mic off for me.
Don't do it.
I'm starting to do it. Like, okay.
It's a bad habit. Don't let him do that. You need to do it.
I know. And you know what? It used to drive me crazy when I was producing Donna and Steve, and Donna wouldn't turn her mic off. And she would be like, you have to turn my mic off.
No, see, you can't let... Look, in this, I learned the hard way. You don't rely on anyone. Mike, it's nice that you do it, and I'm not telling you what to do. Mm-hmm. But just...
I'm having a difficult time in this transition.
I have been there.
Yeah, okay.
And the better you are about doing it yourself...
Right.
The better you will be at not saying things on the air.
Like, I just voted again for the My Talk Awards.
I'm just giving this as an idea. What if we had like a little shock collar situation or something?
Zero to shock collar.
Mike,
that's a producer.
Well, he knows how many times he's had to turn my mic off. Right?
It's happened.
It's been happening.
Look, Holly was great about doing it for years, but I still have, it's a hard habit to break. I think the other day
I did an entire Instagram video, but Mike, maybe you turned it off.
I did turn it off.
Hey guys, Madonna has a world tour going on, and Bradley and I, blah, blah, and I'm like, I looked over after, I'm like, my mic's been on the whole time, but it wasn't. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Until we turned it off. Thank you.
Okay. I have to talk about Julie Chrisley from Chrisley Knows Best. She is the mother on the show. She is going to jail for 7 years for tax fraud. Yeah, she's in jail currently right now for bank fraud, tax fraud, all kinds of money fraud, along with her husband, Todd, who's in another prison. So I speculated and wondered why she was going to a federal medical center. Because there are only two of them in the country, and hardened criminals and people with medical conditions usually end up there. Yeah. They have like, that's the high security one.
She's in a minimum security prison,
which is a part of the FedMed.
But we wondered why are they sending her to the low, you know, minimum security federal medical institution?
I was like, does she have something going on?
Right?
It could be a number of things. Then I found out, because I don't watch this show consistently, that she had breast cancer for a number of years. Yeah. And just last year, she was she took cancer drugs from like 2012, she got diagnosed, until just last year. So it was like a 10-year process to get cleared. And I thought, oh my gosh, I feel terrible. TMZ wondered the same thing. Like, why is she going to what's her condition. So even though she's been cleared from cancer, I bet that they considered her request for that just in case, like in case the breast cancer comes back.
Sure.
She can be watched more closely.
Yeah.
Which is good.
I love that we're also like being that thoughtful and caring. And right. again, we're dealing with people who've yet to take accountability. Not that, it's not like they deserve to have medical things or that they shouldn't be taken care of. Like, everybody should. But I would just like to say that your impulse to, like, say those words shows that you're a good human.
Oh.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, like, I mean, I watched a little bit of their
versus
show.
Somebody, well, no, all I'm saying is that, like, again, these are people who are benefiting from the things that everyone should get. But yet they still haven't taken accountability.
Because they're appealing it.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're saying that they didn't do these things. And frankly, again, a jury of their peers said they did.
Mm-hmm.
And the paper evidence, according to the federal government, said that they did.
Yeah. It's weird. So I found a point where Todd had a party on the show for Julie after she got her clearance from being cancer free and she didn't need the drugs anymore. So I have a clip of that and he actually cries in it and gets choked up and then something happens at the end.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, let's take a listen.
Right. Look at how good I did with the pictures.
This was Amber doing.
I am so happy. The setting is beautiful. There's flowers, there's photos everywhere. I couldn't have asked for it to be a better time.
I love this. That was so sweet.
I wanted to do this party for you because you know how traumatic it was for your diagnosis. You know what we went through as a couple, the fear that I had, the fear you shared. And so I wanted to celebrate you being here today. How much I appreciate you and how grateful I am to God that He has spared you. I love you with all of my heart.
Honestly, Mama, just the whole experience, I realize we're lucky, and the older I get, the more I realize y'all are two of my best friends.
I don't know that any of us would have made it if we didn't have you.
Mm. It's okay.
That's so sweet.
We love you, darling. I'm not quite sure why you have a mustache at 10.
That's his son.
Said, we're going to figure that out.
Oh, boy.
You look awesome in your boobs. Phenomenal.
You have no idea how great they look.
Okay. That's, I don't need to know that. None of us do.
I mean, you can understand why people loved watching this show.
Yes.
Right?
I mean, you do get sucked into the Southern charm of all of it. And they are a tight-knit family. Yeah. I don't think any of that's false.
Yeah. Oh,
okay?
No. Absolutely.
Yeah. So they're sticking together. Now, Savannah, one of their daughters, has a podcast that's on YouTube.
Is she the one that's sort of like taking care of everything while they're in prison?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they
like, took the kids
two.
And...
Maybe there's an older sister too, and she has some social media. She has also her own thing going on.
Right.
But Savannah has a very like I don't give an S type of a podcast.
Okay,
and sometimes she has her parents on. She had Julie on, and she brought up that this other blogger or Instagrammer posted this one thing about the Chrisley situation, comparing it to Jen Shaw.
Oh,
okay. So Jen Shaw was from Real Housewives of fill in the blank. I don't remember. Right?
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake
City.
Did
I make that up?
No. I think you're right. But she, it was a huge case where they found out that she was a huge fraud and she was taking old people's money. And it was like, it was awful, awful. Like, so anyway, this is Savannah on her podcast talking to her mom, Julie, about how she feels about that.
Okay.
It was a picture of herself on her Instagram story. I'll never understand the law. How did Ty Chrisley get 12 years in prison and Jen Shaw get 6.5? Like, please explain, asking genuinely. Now, put the cases side by side, and it makes no sense.
Right.
It just doesn't.
Right.
You have someone who has...
Victims. Who have provided victim statements were over the age of 55.
This is my thing. You have one case... Jen Shaw, who has admitted to guilt, who said that she would not appeal her conviction if she got less than, she would not appeal her conviction if she got less than 12 years. Mm-hmm. There were hundreds of victims who were elderly, and that people that provided statements that lost their homes, threatened to end their lives, that there were so many different things. Mm-hmm. And she got 6.5 years. Mm-hmm. 6.5 years. Mm-hmm. Make that make sense. Mm-hmm. Make that make sense.
Yeah. Okay, well, it makes sense to me. It's pretty easy.
She admitted her guilt.
Yeah, like I understand, first of all, why a daughter is upset that her mom is going to prison for many, many years.
Yeah.
But to your point, Jen Shah admitted guilt, had a plea deal, and took accountability for her actions.
And it's kind of funny because in the rest of the clip, she goes on to say, like, now, you guys haven't admitted any guilt, and you're appealing. So why does Jen Shah get a less? Yeah, that's like, how it works.
She can't do the math on that. And again, I understand why the daughter is upset that her parents, but she needs to take that up in therapy because I think that's because of her parents.
But she also
doing
kind of gas. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, like, she needs to do the math. Jen Shah got the credit for taking accountability.
Right.
The Chrisleys have not taken accountability. They didn't do a plea deal pleading guilty. Like, she seems to think that a plea deal is bad or something.
Right. She's saying her parents that they're, well, in the rest of it, she kind of, like, if you didn't read the documents, she says, educate yourself. Look at the documents. It plainly shows that my parents did not commit these crimes.
Okay. Like, well, do a jury some of and their I'm peers like, thought that they did.
Who?
And
what?
A court in the United States justice system adjudicated the matter, and it was decided that the evidence was in favor of the federal government. So, you got to take that up. That's the way the system works.
Yeah.
And the system rewards people, apparently, who take accountability.
Yes.
Now, if they believe to their dying day that they're innocent, that's their right. But if that's the way they believe and then other people don't believe them, that's the way this, I'm sorry, that's the system.
I know. And it's really, if the people that are watching haven't really done their own research, they are very convincing that they are innocent.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can say all sorts of things. I mean, and you listen to the clip, they're a very, very charismatic family.
Yeah. I almost listened to the whole hour where she was just basically saying, my parents did not do this. And there are other things. Her and her mother, like, there are other things that you don't know.
No. See, that's like, that's
and just know that they didn't do it. And I'm like, oh, man, this is a tough
place. Why couldn't your lawyers prove that in a court of law?
So now they are committed to getting themselves out. And in addition to that, saying they're going to help other people who are going through this same thing that don't have the ability to have good counsel.
Mm, okay.
So because again, that's what the Lord wants them to do.
Despite whatever my spiritual feelings are, my faith when it comes to the law is in the judicial system, yeah. Not them.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take the government at its word.
Yeah.
And the jury system at its word.
Yeah.
Then I am these two very successful reality stars.
Yeah. Yeah. And her mama has to try to talk her out of getting revenge on these trolls. And she's like, God has anointed me. I'm going to get revenge. And her mom's like, no, that's not the way it works. The Lord will get revenge whenever revenge will come on his terms. And she goes, well, what if the Lord wants me to do it? It's kind of a hilarious part to it. It was kind of entertaining.
I totally understand that getting sucked into that because I too have found myself listening because I'm just so fascinated by people who are clearly lying through their teeth.
Yeah.
And do it so convincingly.
Yeah.
How can you not be fascinated by that?
Right. If you're a fan of the show, you would probably, there's a whole bunch of people who are on their side.
Yeah.
You know?
And I don't blame them. There's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Flying around that family.
That's right.
And I'm sure that makes people do strange things.
Right.
That are illegal. And then you end up getting held accountable and you go to jail. And I'm sorry. And I hope that they are taken well care of.
I think, yeah, I'm glad, you know, if she has health concerns.
Oh, for sure. Anybody should get that. Yeah. Anybody that, you know, is
suffering.
That's
true, yeah.
And think of all of the people who probably don't.
That's
because they don't have the means.
That's true.
Hey. Hey. You know what we have the means to do right now?
Play a game, Dawn!
Oh my gosh, maybe his sugar high will wear off, no. And then he will lose. Hey, find out.
Rude. We'll be right back.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. And we're here for it. Okay. Are you here for it?
I am.
It's time to play a game with Mike.
Time now to play
that
along.
That sounded really
sorry, Mike.
That's okay.
Here's your host, Mike Ganger.
Yes, it is time for Game Show Roulette. You all know the drill by now. We give the roulette wheel a spin and see which game we're playing today. Let's spin it.
Let's spin it.
Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Oh,
and you throw your hands up as you're running.
I hope I wore a good bra. Oh.
And guess what we're going to be doing?
I'm playing
the
game.
We're going to be playing Price is Right. Yodeler.
Oh, the Yodeler. Oh, my God.
We're
going to
be doing some cliffhanging with Cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger. That's what it's called.
I love this game. I play it every morning because my dog climbs up snowdrifts, and I hear that song in my head.
Like Prince Harry, we will climb to the North Pole now. Just make sure to have extra protection so you don't
got our bits covered.
Injure your South Pole. We will go ahead and...
wow, that was clever. That's a promo.
She says that in the book.
It was actually his line.
Okay.
I stole it. So what we'll do is, again, you know the cliffhanger game. I'm going to send you guys a picture of an item. Who wants to go first? You flip a coin. We're back to a tied-up game, by the way. 7-7 is where the overall sits.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys
gosh.
Are all knotted up.
I need to be reminded how to play this.
I'm just going to send you an item that is a gift you can actually buy on Amazon right now.
Okay.
You tell me how much it is. And the little yodeler man, there's $25 of leeway. And... he'll go as far off as
you don't want to go over the cliff like you did last time.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah, I was not good at that.
Or you lose, I should say. Okay, here we go. I sent you the first one. Who wants to go first?
Dawn, go.
Okay.
Dawn, you're going to go first. It is the Screaming Goat figurine and book.
Oh,
everyone loves the Screaming Goats, of course. We talked about them last week. Yeah. And now you can love them with your own little Screaming Goat figurine and accompanying book.
Oh, okay.
How much do you think that is on Amazon right now?
Ooh, I'm going to say $14.95.
$14.95. Oh, is that correct? Well, let's see how close you are as the cliffhanger will take off. There goes Hans. Ooh,
oh,
very well done. You were only off by four.
So $4?
That's all you were off by.
Good
great
job.
Start.
It was more than that or less than?
It was $14.
You're trying to buy it.
Or no, sorry. It was $10. You said $14.
Oh,
it was $10.
I almost said
$9.99. So you were off by four. If you would have said $99,
sure
you would have
been
exactly right.
Yeah, I bet you were.
All right, so now we're going to go over to Bradley. And again, the way this works, whoever is closest.
I was going to say that.
I've met George Washington.
Whoever finishes with the most money will be the winner today. As you see, Bradley, your first item is the Handy Squirrel Finger Hand Puppet Novelty Toy Set.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I want that.
Make
also,
your entire hand a
please look
squirrel.
At all of our group chat pictures.
I know. It's so
if anybody hacks that, they're going to be very confused. Okay. The squirrel.
Oh,
the squirrel.
The handy hands, squirrel finger hand puppet.
That's
that
cool.
is definitely a, I'm going to say $7.95 experience.
$7.95. So you're going to go with $8. We'll just round
$8.
It. Okay. Is $8 correct? Oh, my goodness. He nailed it.
He said $7.95.
I know we rounded up the highest.
But why?
5 cents, girl.
To.
I was going to win anyway.
The yodel. Exactly. Okay, hold on a second. Okay, there he goes. He was 5 cents off.
Whatever.
He moved by 5 cents.
I'm doing good.
You are doing well. So we're going to go back to you now, and I'm going to show you these women's. Cat socks, cute animal socks for women.
Those are so cute.
They're
would buy those.
Adorable. A whole set of cat socks there for you. How much do you think that goes for on Amazon right
those
now?
Those are cute.
I would say, how about $12.50.
$12.50.
I would say that's a decent
round
price.
Up to 13.
Sure.
We'll round up to 13. Yeah. Here goes the cliffhanger.
No.
Oh boy.
Oh no.
Uh-huh. Getting up there to 20.
Don't wave at me. Oh,
okay. He stopped.
Don't you wave at me.
He stopped at 21, so you still, or he stopped at the 21 mark, so you still.
I'm still within. You're still I still on didn't the go cliff. Over.
Okay. Yes, you're still on. Oh, actually, hold on a second. Math but is hard. You've got 9 spots left, so you're actually at 16 on the.
Oh, that's
on
right.
The
it progresses
so
up.
It progresses
thing.
Up, so you've got $9 of wiggle room for your final item. It's all right. You're good. Bradley, your next item here is something that I actually really want now that I've seen it. From Crook to Cook, it's a Snoop Dogg cookbook.
Oh, okay. A Snoop Dogg cookbook. Okay, Bob.
Platinum recipes from the boss's kitchen, he says.
All right, I'm going to say that's $32.95.
And again, you have yet to...
So that's 33.
33. All right, here we go. That is incorrect. Let's give the cliffhanger his opportunity here.
Bye.
You can't say that yet. I haven't...
He's past 10.
Uh-oh.
He's past 15. He's past 20. And he stopped. Okay, he stopped. He stopped there. My goodness. You said so 33. It was actually 15. So
what?
You were off
undervalued.
I would have charged 32.
So you were off there. So this means in your final one, Bradley, you've got $7 to play with. And Dawn, you've got $9 to work with.
You're going to fall off.
I know.
You did last time.
Here
okay.
we go, Dawn. Can you stay on the cliff? We've got this coming your way.
This is hard.
The Uncanny Brand Dungeons & Dragons Waffle Maker.
Oh my gosh.
You can make a waffle that looks like the 20-sided dice from Dungeons & Dragons.
I want that.
How much do you think it costs?
Oh, boy.
And you got to be within 9.
A little griddle like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, within 9.
You better get it right.
Shoot. I'm going to say $25.
$25. Huh? Again, you only have...
Oh, do I... $21.
Nice.
Can I say $21?
No. Well,
you said 25 originally. Okay. I'd say you should stick with that.
Okay.
No, she shouldn't.
Good. She should.
Okay.
Fine. A different person would have played this.
Uh-oh. He's past 20.
Oh, no.
He's at 22. He's at 23.
Bye.
What's that?
That's him falling off the cliff.
What was the price?
It was, geez, he's still falling. It was $45.
That's a ripoff.
Wow.
I'm not buying
You're
that.
You're not buying that for
no,
that amount?
Sorry.
All right, so Donna's fallen off. Now let's give Bradley one last chance. Again, you got $7 to play with. This here, you're looking at a large dumpster fire candle. It's a candle in the shape of a dumpster that is actually serves as a candle.
I like this. Well, see, this is hard because I don't know. Okay, I'm just going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say that candle is $16.
$16, is that correct? It is not. Here we go.
Dawn.
He's past 20. He's past 21. 24. No!
Oh boy!
Oh,
he falls a little further.
The last little bit.
That's it. I'm sorry. You both fell. Nobody
won.
Yeah,
I know, but who fell worse?
You just fell. It's all over if you fall.
Nobody wins.
Sorry, there's no winner today.
But who went over the
most? It's not about the winning. It's about the playing of the game.
Well.
About having
this game
fun.
Is over.
Did you have
today?
Fun?
Yeah.
I had a blast.
I did have fun.
Except for the part where we fell off a cliff. But other than that, it was a great game.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
And when we come back, we will have magically transformed ourselves into one Lori and Julia. Who are you going to be today, Dawn?
I'll be Julia.
All right. And then you'll hear our voices again tomorrow at noon. Bye.